Radio Chelsea Skidmore Show. I am here today with guests Leah Lamar.
Hi.
And Stacia Patwell.
Hello.
Guys, we are facing sunset and there are just cars zooming by. No one is watching. And it feels really good. First of all, guys, I wanted to know if you wanted to take your smoke game to the next level.
Yeah.
Are you ready to? Because Purple Rose Supply gives you the tools to make your own cannabis cigar. Canagars are compressed cannabis that hit smoother and last 12 times longer than the average joint. You deserve the best smoke, and this kit was designed to help you level up your smoke game when you feel like treating yourself. Upgrade with a cannabis cigar so you can really kick your feet up and smoke like a boss. Check out our 5-star rated Canagar molds and see why some customers are saying why they can't go back to smoking any other way. Chelsea Skidmore Show subscribers get a special discount. Use code CHELSEA10 for 10% off. These are the Canagars right here from Purple Rose Supply. Gotta check them out. They're really amazing and we love them.
We do.
We love Canagars, so make sure you check them out. Again, that is CHELSEA10 for 10% off on purplerosesupply.com. Check them out on Instagram, Purple Rose Supply. Ladies!
Well, I know what discount code I'm using.
What is it?
CHELSEA10?
Yes!
Yes!
I'm
going to
start smoking weed again. I don't really smoke weed,
but why not? It sounds great.
Okay, I'm going to be a girlfriend. You have lipstick on your teeth.
Well, thank you so much.
That Do I?
Wow, that's a sign of a good friend. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of girls wouldn't admit that.
No.
Because they don't want to embarrass you or they want to.
No, like, they want the Hawkeye for themselves. Yeah.
But sometimes it's awkward, like, because I'll see someone with lipstick on their teeth, or even worse, my worst fear, someone has food in their teeth.
Oof.
And I'll be too nervous to say anything. So I think it's
Why?
Like,
you know what? I have to say, Chelsea, you have a blessed life if that's your worst fear, you know?
It is, though. Like, if, well, I have like a major problem with like flossing my teeth. I'm obsessed with flossing my teeth. Mm-hmm. And like, it, you know, it all started when I was in 9th grade. I was talking to a hot guy. No joke. He was leaning topless on his dad's Corvette. It was red. I wish I was lying. It's totally true. And he goes, oh, you have a poppy seed in your teeth. And ever since then, I've been flossing after every single meal.
Did you have a poppy seed in
your
teeth?
Yeah, I had a fucking pop. And you bet I never had one again. We weren't hooking up. Oh. He was just a guy in my high school who was like hanging out flexing.
But did you ever hook up? You know?
No. Jason Silverstein. How do you like that?
I think I hooked up with Jason Silverstein.
Well, that's such a Jewish fucking New York thing ever heard.
Also, why was he shirtless in high school on a Corvette?
Because when you have a Corvette, you don't wear a shirt, you know?
Yeah. And you also don't have hair on your head.
He had some hair.
He, wow.
Well, we haven't, let's look him up right now.
Should we call him?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, he sounds like a cat.
Oh my God, do you think I have his number?
I hope you have his number.
Wait, I haven't talked, I don't think I do. We weren't friends like that. But if I did, Silver, no, definitely I don't have his number.
DM him.
Wait. Yeah. Wait, should I say what's your? No, this is too much because I have no idea what he's up to. I don't even think we're friends on Facebook.
This is
someone from. Can you do the math?
Right,
what's 2005?
2015.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, by the way, didn't you get a perfect score on your SATs on math?
Look, it was a 780 out of 800. It's not perfect.
Wow. That's
some people.
Crazy. That what did you get?
I just remember my total score was 1360.
Out of how much?
What was it?
16? You got a 1360?
That's not. It's not as good.
Out of 1600?
I mean,
what did you
get?
I got an 880.
Oh shit!
What did you get?
I got a 2140.
Wait, what is the mic for?
Oh.
I got a 2140 out of 2400.
You got. Wait. Okay. So stop acting fucking 1988. What is that out of? What is that out of, what is that out of?
Three sections.
Okay, well,
SAT.
If you're so good at math, what is that out of 1600?
That doesn't make any
sense. I know, but like, apply it to the system, I understand.
What do you want from me,
okay,
Chelsea?
Hold on. So what did you get again?
We essentially took different tests.
I'm getting angry. What did you get?
I know, I can tell. How about we talk about something else?
Wait, just
Because it seems
one
like
more.
Everyone's mad at me.
I want to talk about my shit. And like, to be honest, like, I don't have a problem. I've really realized over the past week, I do not have a problem with talking about shitting. But one of my girlfriends, I won't name names, Sarah, doesn't. And, She was noticeably uncomfortable. So what's been going on is this. I got my appendix taken out. I'm telling anyone who will listen.
It's your appendix, but the okay. scar is in the wrong
so
place.
I got Wait, it ta- what? Okay. Yeah. So I got it taken out on Friday. So that's almost a week ago. And it made me, for one, constipated. And for two, because surgery does that. And for two, they also told me my bowels were backed up with tons of shit, which I was surprised to hear because Leah's like, you are killing yourself. Does anyone still think I'm hot?
I've been on YouTube. I've been waiting for Chelsea to text me that she took a shit. That's how much she's been telling me she's constipated.
Okay, so here's what I did. And for one, hold on. And let me just name the third thing. And the third thing that was prolonging my bowels was I was taking Vicodin. I stopped yesterday and today. And let me say, it was smooth sailing all day.
Wow.
What is going on is this. First of all, she also got her appendix out.
Yeah, but I got my actual appendix out, not my liver.
My scars are on the left side.
If her liver was out, she'd be dead right now.
Honestly,
my scars are on the left side and hers on the right.
Yeah.
And when everyone was like, oh, you might have appendicitis, when I was like in the ER, I was texting my friend Julie and she was like, does the right side hurt? And I'm like, no, the left. So I like, I'm confused.
Maybe you. What if they just opened you up to see what you're made out of? They're like, this one isn't human. Let's just check it out.
I don't know.
It could, you just could have had. Wait,
how did you not tell me about this sooner?
This is where they cut now.
You got the chip.
Oh, yeah, they chipped you. Now they know, the government knows where you are forever.
Oh, they're bringing us all in for appendicitis. Yeah. Wait, no, so what if, but what if that's how they do the surgery now? Because for me, like, okay, old school.
They go through the wrong side to get it? That
yeah? doesn't make any sense. Why you just look at me like
I'm
that?
I'm sorry, I know it's not your fault.
What?
Someone called us three Karens.
Someone Purple Rose? Oh, okay.
Karens. I don't want to read
Three
these.
Karens?
These
are, coffee enema. Well, got bowel awareness is hot. Thank you. I'll continue talking about it.
I'll take it as a compliment since I'm a brunette.
What does that have to do with anything?
Just Karens are blonde.
Yeah. All right.
Karens are blonde.
No, I've never had a... I'm Karen? You got to live in the Midwest to be called Karen.
Yeah, you have to have that short... Like
I've never been to Ohio, so I don't...
Yeah.
I feel like everyone in Ohio is named Karen. Also, I hate the Karen bit.
No one will ever know.
It's so exhausting. I don't want to read these comments.
Yeah, sorry, Wait, Karen. We're done with you.
Fuck off. No, yeah, they're not even good.
Too upsetting.
Guys, back to shitting. So here's what happened. Yeah. Here's how it came out. I drank Dulcolax.
Oh.
Am I saying it right? Dulcolax. And I took a Senna pill.
What's that? Oh, a Senna pill instead of drinking
yeah,
tea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so I literally have been on the toilet all day today before getting here. I drank two Powerades just for energy because my electrolytes were shot.
I love when you don't even have to push it out. It's just flowing.
But it was like
I'm
burning.
You know what I mean?
Okay, that was too far.
Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's our time.
We're done. We are done with the bowel moon. So let's talk more about wet pussies. Guys, we are so...
Wow. We're covering all the important topics
today. Hold
on.
Let's ease up, because I know we want to talk about wet pussies, because I don't have one and neither does Stacia. Leah brags that she does.
I do.
Do we want to move up to that, or do we want to get into something else first?
Well
what
we
else could there be?
Check our comments and see.
We're not checking the comments.
Reading the comments is the worst thing
okay,
in the world.
Okay, I don't read the comments on anything my name is on YouTube.
Smart.
I mean, the ones on my personal page are nice, because I feel like people go on my page
they
to like
But Chelsea,
you've
read the comments. Don't lie.
But I'm talking about what, like recently or just now?
No. Recently. I think we all go there.
Well, I don't like to read comments on like big public platforms.
Yeah.
Because that's just like people who don't know me and are assholes.
Yeah, 100%.
People
trolls.
Who just want to tear you. Yeah, trolls.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it's hard.
See, yeah. I'm done. Let's take the fucking. If you guys. Okay, look, we're going to deal with the comments. How about this, you fucking assholes? I'll deal with the comments for 5 minutes. If anyone has. Thank you. If anyone has an actual question for us three ladies, you are welcome to ask it. You have 5 minutes.
What kind of question?
Oof.
Anyone have a damn question?
Anything that's interesting.
Us? Chelsea and Steve forever. All right. You guys are done with the questions. Just keep watching the show. I'm done. If you want to keep looking at it, you can.
Chelsea
but
and Steve forever is nice. That's sweet.
It's cute. Yeah. It's nice to have a fan of your marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, Leah, I hate to break it to you, but we have plenty.
Ooh, I guess you. Oh, she doesn't need you, buddy. See, buddy.
We have a. We do have. How do
Someone
we all
said,
know?
How do we all know each other? That's a cute question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Finally, no.
I mean, it's kind of boring though when you think about it.
Is it because me and Leah met doing background work in New York? Me and Leah met before we lived here, like 9 years
that's
ago.
Crazy.
I know.
Tell me, because I don't even know the story.
Chelsea and I have known each other through different lifetimes, essentially.
Yeah. So we both were working on a movie. Doing like extra work, but I think it was like a David Fincher movie or something. I remember it was
a period piece.
Yeah, but I remember. But
it was an actual movie.
Of course,
yeah.
It was a real movie. I mean, no, it was a fake one.
I don't
what?
Know, it's like a student film or something.
I've never been in a student film. I've never been in a student film, and I pride myself
you don't
on
have
that.
To brag.
Yeah. Well, Chelsea is talking for herself, but okay. So I was embarrassing when I lived in New York. I was in plenty of student films.
Yes.
All right. Too. Well, I guess awkward. I didn't. I wasn't trying to get together like a reel at that time.
Yeah, well, I think maybe it's just because you're not a fucking loser, and
maybe,
I was desperate.
I'm just not trying
you know?
That hard to be an actor.
Were you friends
well,
right
yeah, this
away,
was nine
though?
Years ago.
What?
Were you friends right away?
Okay, so here's what happened. We met, and we got along really well, and we did get along, like, super well. We took the bus together, and we got out at the same place, yeah. And we were, like, talking, and, like, the way I would describe it is like, you know, when you meet someone in your 20s and you really, really like them and you want to be friends with them, but like you're just not in the market for a new friend.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're probably
right. You felt that way, right?
You know, I would describe it a little differently.
How would you describe it?
Do you remember sending me an aggressive email and text message?
Are you serious?
Okay, well...
Wait!
Oh my
wait!
God.
Wait!
Tell us,
wait!
You already know!
No, I don't. You've never brought this up to me.
Bring it up now.
You've never brought this up!
And I'm just... I didn't remember the bus thing until you just said it, but now I'm remembering the text message after
what?
I did that commercial shoot with that director. Do you
that
remember this?
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay,
keep
so...
Keep going.
So you were... I sent him a thank you email, and then you sent me a text that's like... Back the fuck off.
What?
Off this dude.
What? Wow. Is this in New York?
Yeah, this was in New York. This was like in 2012.
Okay.
Were you hooking up with him?
She was.
Okay. All
but
right.
A director?
Yeah.
What's his
at
name?
At this production company. I couldn't tell you if I tried.
Okay, hold on. So tell me the story.
It's very short. So
wait, what?
Yeah, well, this is why we like stopped talking for a while.
You are you serious? Wait, I wasn't sober yet. I was not sober yet, so yeah. I don't remember this. Wait, yeah. This is such news to me. How have you never brought this up to me?
I literally blacked it out until this moment. Is this the wrong moment to be bringing
are
this up?
Are you sure it's me?
Chelsea?
Okay, wait, keep going, keep going.
Stacia's face
wait,
right now.
Wait, keep going. Keep going.
I believe you because when I'll tell you the story of how we met.
Okay,
oh my God.
Wait, please keep going.
Okay, so I at that time was working at a production company, but I wanted to do more stuff in front of the camera. Chelsea and I had met doing background work. We even did like a weird Pepsi commercial in a mall in New Jersey.
Yeah,
like
it was
we did
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Okay, so we did a bunch of weird stuff. Then she hooked me up with this nasal spray commercial. Like I auditioned.
I did?
For Afrin.
Oh my God, did I do the casting on that?
I don't know if you did the casting. But
wait,
you
was it
in.
For Rooster?
Yes.
Wait, that's a production company I used to work at.
Yeah.
With and Gavin McInnes, the guy who started the Proud Boys.
I don't know what that is.
Whoa.
It's I know.
Really?
He wasn't like that when I knew him.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, keep going.
Okay,
thank you guys.
So, oh, are there people coming in?
Maybe.
You
but let's not
oh
act desperate.
God.
Come on,
okay.
Act normal. No. Wait,
you,
so
can you
booked,
tell my only night out?
Wait, you booked that commercial?
I booked that commercial.
Okay.
I shot that commercial.
Okay.
And then afterward, I sent the director a thank you. And you sent me a text that was like, I saw the email. I know what you're doing. Back the fuck off. Like, he's my guy. And it was so crazy. Wow. And I just was like, okay. And then, like, we didn't talk for a while. Like,
that's what happened?
Yeah.
Wait, that's so crazy.
You have no memory of it at all?
Wait, maybe the editor. Well, I was fucking the editor at that production company. So I don't think he would direct it, but if he did, then that's who it would be referring to.
It was a guy wearing a flannel shirt, and I sent him an email.
That means, okay. Was he big? Was he like a really big guy?
I think
like,
I remember
really
him being
tall,
big.
And he
yeah.
was bald?
I don't remember that part.
Okay.
Because he was wearing a flannel. That's what I remember. Because my
wait, I think it might have been the editor, but I don't know why he would have. Maybe he directed it for
that. I thought he was whoever it was that was involved in the
but
shoot.
I was hooking up with him.
Yeah, and then you sent
okay,
me a text.
Then it was that guy.
That was like, back the fuck off.
His name is Rob?
I honestly couldn't remember. I wish I could find... Maybe I'll find it. What if I scroll... Can you imagine me trying to
and
scroll
then
back
I sent
through
you,
all
wait,
of our
hold
text
on.
Messages?
So then I followed up with a text?
Yeah, and you... Because you had read his email. I didn't send his email. I sent an email to him.
Well, he probably told me. No, he probably told me because I worked there. And they were probably like, oh, that girl emailed. And I was like, that fucking bitch.
It was literally a thank you email. And then you went off on me in a text message.
Wait, an additional message. So I only sent you a text?
You sent me a text.
Hi, guys.
Wait, did I send you a text and an email?
Hello, friends.
Did I send you a text and an email?
I don't know if it was a text and an email. It was definitely a text. 100% a text, but it popped off because I sent him an email.
I had no idea this happened. But knowing me...
It sounds correct.
It tracks.
Yeah.
It tracks bad.
I bet you I could find his name.
I think it's Rob.
Should we do it after the podcast?
Or you can look it up if Stacia wants to tell her story.
Well, wait.
Oh, wait. I could show you a picture.
So then what happened was you moved to, you were living a different life in New York than I was living at that time.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, we'll just say it politely.
Wait, tell more. We were living I was really living it up.
Well, Chelsea was like, I remember you were in Trump Tower or something. Like, were you living in an expensive building?
Yeah, I was living in a $3 million apartment in the Trump Towers because my best friend at the time had me move in.
And you were constantly partying.
I was the biggest cokehead.
So crazy. Then also you were working in real estate at some point. Like, these are all the phases I remember, okay?
Anyway, Chelsea moved to
LA. Then a year later, two years later, I moved to LA.
Yeah.
And then we bumped into each other at an open mic.
Still looking up.
Really?
And I saw Chelsea, and we were both going through breakups, and then she was like, Leah? And I was like, Chelsea? And then we just connected, and it just hit the ground after that.
But you never brought it up, not once.
I honestly forgot about it until we just
That's so
about
crazy.
It.
I love that you booked that Afrin commercial. Wait, this is so weird. Of course I would book a nasal spray commercial.
Like, we need to hook up Leah with
I'm really scared about all the messages that have been redacted.
What does redacted mean?
Removed.
Oh, they removed them?
Uh-oh.
I'm not looking at that. These are not, I don't even know these people. No one actually looks at these things. Wait, where is this guy Rob? I want to see him, but I guess I should look after.
Yeah, look after.
Wait, how did you guys meet? How did you and Stacia meet?
I think we just met through Instagram and then saw each other.
You
at
two
an
met
open
through Instagram?
Mic. No, me and you. No, but how I met Chelsea is I had taken a long break from stand-up because I was in this like horribly abusive relationship with this guy I met in AA. And wow. he wouldn't let me go to an open mic or perform or anything because he was like nervous that like
Jesus
I was
Christ,
gonna
I
just fuck
fucking
all
hate
the comics,
those guys.
You know? Oh yeah, he was insane. So one night we
decided Robert, that's his name.
I know! I knew it. Yeah, I was fucking him. I was very jealous then.
We're over it now.
Okay.
We've moved past
it. So crazy.
It was crazy.
That's insane.
Well, we moved past it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
You just made a living amends. That's sweet.
Yeah. I apologize.
No. So my boyfriend at the time, we decided to come to the Comedy Store and go to a show because I just needed to like get my grips on any sort of comedy because he wouldn't let me do it. And so we came to the front of the original room and Chelsea was in the booth and she was just like, I'll just let you go. Because she like knew him from.
I don't know him.
No, I think you knew him.
Do I know him? Oh, don't say it. But we'll talk about that.
Oh, that guy. I forgot the story. Yeah.
And I was so embarrassed that you knew him and not me. And I was just like, all right. You know, she was just kind of like a
both
bitch.
Of your stories kind of bitch, make you know? Me out to be such a bitch. I'm
not
a bitch
though.
Now.
You're not.
Am I? I'm not.
No.
You don't know. Come on. Don't be funny.
No.
I used to be very bitchy, but I'm not anymore. No.
Chelsea is completely different from the person I knew in New York.
Yeah.
Like a totally different person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think when I met Chelsea in New York, she wasn't sober.
Yeah.
And she was just living
a wild life.
She moved to LA and just made a full 180. A full 180.
I'm going to go with a 360.
Well, do you want to end up back where you started?
All right. Yes. Fuck, I've been saying 360 right. for years.
Sorry, I got a 780 on my math SAT, so
and
I got a zero, maybe.
Well, and then how did you guys meet? And then we'll square off into Paris Hilton documentary.
I think we just met in the scene somehow.
I think we met at an open mic at Fourth Wall or something like that.
Oh. Right? Yes, and Max was going up. We knew of each other, but we didn't know each other.
Max
was doing his Jason Statham bit, and like you were laughing your ass off, and you guys were dating, and I was like,
that's
she's so hot and funny, and then I had a girl crush immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had a girl crush on you too.
Oh my god, you did?
Yeah,
wait, you guys are like having a totally different experience.
Well, I'm not like bitchy.
Wait, you guys had a girl? Did you guys have a girl crush on me? I know you're having a moment, but
no,
I'm jealous.
I got jealous of Leah because
what?
Yeah, because you took out a piece of gum and you were like, "Do you guys want some gum?" And you use the same flavor gum as Max used, and you were like,
"Ooh,
he's like,
oh, that's a connection."
And you're like, "Oh my god, that's my favorite too." And
I'm no, like, "No, I wouldn't. I would not that like gum. That."
I just asked you if you wanted a piece of gum here.
You didn't ask me.
Do you want a piece of gum?
No.
All right. Well, I knew that was going to happen.
So
anyway, so I got jealous because I was like, she's funny and she's hot. And now they chew the same flavor gum. Like, obviously, he's going to be in love with her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think
insane?
Like that, too.
Yeah, we're all insane. We're so psychotic.
You know? I know. I mean, yeah. I still remember that, which is absurd. And it's the Trident Original.
Trident
flavor.
Original. It's yeah. Honestly,
original
they should
gum?
Sponsor
is that
me.
Mint?
Trident Original.
Or just original.
It's called Original.
Like
it's the original
plain?
Flavor.
Yeah, it's like plain.
Why,
it's
so why good. Would you have plain gum?
Longest lasting flavor. It's mint, essentially.
Okay,
it
you're pulling
give me
out
gas.
Your fingers like you have several different reasons why plain gum is good.
Well, it's mint. Plain.
It doesn't give gas.
No gas. Flavor lasts forever. And you can use, this is so ghetto, you can use the box that I have the gum in.
Yeah, to put your used gum in.
Used gum in or credit cards or anything if you're
credit
a loser
wow.
and don't have a wallet.
Wow. You've never used a gum wrapper for credit cards.
There was a low time in my life a couple
years
ago.
You need a wallet.
She has a wallet now.
Remember duct tape wallets? Did you guys have a duct tape wallet?
No.
You didn't
like
shop
a,
at
like,
Hot Topic growing
like
up?
Chain
no,
on
you
it?
Make one. You made one out of like... duct tape, like the weird guy in your class made it
I
for you.
I feel like we should be trying to hook Leah up with a guy.
Wait,
Stacia,
guys, whose mic isn't working?
Us. They can't
hold on.
Hear
which
us.
One? Guys, I'm going to raise my hand. Is it me? Is it me whose mic isn't working? Stacia, talk.
Hello, hello.
Is it that mic that isn't working?
Hello.
I need some feedback. Blonde or brunette? Which one's mic isn't
Someone's
working?
Someone's mic isn't
it
working.
Maybe it's not mine
it's
because
mine
they're not
because
responding.
We just switched mics.
But
they told you to switch.
Ago,
oh, Stacia's.
It's mine.
Now yeah. It's not working at all.
Okay.
I mean, this
Let
is...
me try. Let me try to switch back to the other one.
Well,
just keep it open. Does this
How
make a difference?
That?
Can you hear this? Can you guys
well,
hear that? Well, I can
into
hear
your
it.
Mic now, though. Oh. How about this? Can you hear this?
That sounds like we can hear it. Can you guys hear that?
Can you guys hear Stacia's mic now?
Can I get a what? What?
I'm going to text Mike.
Are any of the comments nice?
Oh, we got a thumbs up. Thank
okay,
you.
Good.
It's better.
Cool.
Yes.
Wait, where'd you see the thumbs up? Okay.
People out, so outside. Also, exactly. 4993 Productions.
Okay. Oh, you
Hi,
can
Chris.
Hear
love
can
you.
Can you guys hear us out there? A little bit? Okay, cool.
Okay, now we're in business.
Yes.
Oh,
what?
Okay,
what?
Perfect.
Yes. Thank
Wait,
you, guys.
Hold on.
Thank
so,
you, friends.
I want to quickly talk about the Paris Hilton documentary.
Oh. Because
this is also just a podcast for...
I
my
only
feed, and I don't care that there's four strangers outside.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, so I won't be able to give feedback, but I would love to listen.
I
so
saw half of
what'd
it.
What'd you think?
I mean, it was actually, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it was touching.
It was good.
It was really good, and it did make me feel bad for her, although they set it up to where I thought she was going to say she was, like, molested or something.
Yeah, I did too.
Like, I thought
was
she
was.
A
little too dramatic
it
about her trauma.
Was, I think she must be, no offense, because, like, people who...
the voice thing.
When you do that, like, baby voice, it's usually a sign of people getting molested.
You go to the
I think
voice
she just
of the age you were when you got molested.
Totally. I think she just didn't want to mention it. You know, I think she just wasn't planning on coming out about that, but... Yeah, it seemed like it was really gearing up towards that.
But the nature school shit she was talking about where they beat the shit
out
of her.
Yeah,
I mean, that was
Wait,
crazy.
That sounds like she got abused.
So, no, she did. Yeah. So, basically, the whole thing is that... problem is you're not speaking into the mic. So
oh,
I
I'm not?
Need, bring the mic closer to the stand.
Now we're good?
Yeah, just actually hold it close
okay.
to you.
Hey, Flipping Birdies, right, how many times are you going to say that joke that's not funny? Do you want to just keep doing it till we... Okay, well, we acknowledge it now. So you want to move on or you want to try something that's actually funny?
What joke?
So, moving on.
What joke?
This person just says you're obviously the reason Joe Rogan moved.
I'm not. we're not reading these because this is also for my regular listeners and I don't want to be engaging
we
and
should
like
just,
wasting
right,
my
turn
time.
Turn it
Bye.
Around. Then. Turn it around so it doesn't distract you because there's no way I
could not read
it.
Of course, girls are
going
to have a hard
I know.
Time with the
I,
comments.
There's no way.
Ma'am. Fuck you.
You can still see it. You're like, oh,
yeah. I'm going to
check
for
sure. Wait, I love
sure.
how I just looked at your
like
face.
Volume problem.
yeah.
You know,
wait, hold on.
Know.
So the Paris Hilton doc. So what I really liked about it was, okay, I was like a big fan of hers growing up, like in high school, you know, like when The Simple Life came out when I was 15 or 16 years old, like, you know, you don't know who you are when you're like in
right.
high school, you know, you're trying to find yourself. And I kind of just started emulating her and like imitating her. And it was like putting on this whole character, you know, when it wasn't me and I really liked,
like how, and how the, what did you do?
Yeah. Let's give some examples.
Like I started dressing and like, I started acting a lot dumber than I am. I was dressing like, you know, in slutty outfits and like, and you know, just like kind of having this like little attitude and like
that's hot. Did like you change your voice?
I love that though.
I don't remember the voice, but like a sense of entitlement and like, you know, it took like a long time for me to like drop this character that I was doing for, you know,
her too.
And I, that's what I liked about the documentary is that, you know, it shows that she's not like, it was sad because she's like in this like gilded cage of like this character who she isn't really like, because her voice isn't really like this. It's like,
well,
this.
That was the craziest part when then you heard her talking to her sister and it was deep. And you're like, okay,
well, you know what? That just feels like one of those things where one guy one time says, wow, your voice is so deep. You sound like a man. And then forever you change that thing about yourself. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah. But also, Chelsea, you're like one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Except for your math score.
I mean, please, that's a different.
I think I'm a street smart person, though. Not a book smart. Do you think I'm smart?
I think you're really, obviously.
I think I'm smart too.
Yeah, I think you're so smart.
I do think I'm smart.
I think you're smart too.
I'm not like, okay, so we've been watching Jeopardy a lot in quarantine.
Okay, this Steven, I know about you. You're really good at trivia.
Well, I am very good at trivia, but Steven's incredible at Jeopardy.
What?
Like Which category?
Every category. Mm. He could go on it. He knows the craziest facts. He really loves history. I know that's original, a guy who loves history. But he, and oh, you do too?
No.
guys love history, right? Don't you know? Feel like guys, every guy I know loves history.
They love it because it's when men got to shine.
That's so funny.
That's right.
Yeah,
they
2020, they're getting their asses handed to them.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, what is that about guys? Mike, can you hear us? Wait, Mike?
Hello.
Mike Schmidt. Mike, guys love history? You love history. No, I say that because I know Mike knows so much about history.
He's the smartest. He's so smart.
I feel like he knows about every war. I don't know anything about history.
It's actually a fantasy for men. Like, marriage for women is a fantasy. Like, for men, they all want to be like these, like, going out to battle and shit. Like, that's
like
their
that's
sexual
their
fantasy.
Kind of
yeah.
Well, when I was in history class, I had like a really bitchy teacher and she goes, Chelsea, you're so crunchy. I don't know why she said that.
What
but I
does
guess
that
I was,
mean?
I think it's like hippie-ish.
Yeah.
And then I go, why do you have to be such a, and she goes, what? Why do you have to be such a what? I go, why do you have to be such a fucking bitch? And then she goes, now you have to go to the principal's office. And I got suspended. And I felt like she totally pulled that out of me.
She set you up.
She
Wait,
did.
How are you crunchy though? I can't picture you being crunchy.
Well,
at
I used
all.
To smoke a lot of pot.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Like I had rainbow colored toe socks that I wore.
Wow,
flip-flops.
That's really unfortunate for
I
you.
I had a poncho.
I'm just
glad. I had a poncho.
I'm just glad I know you now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
Yeah. I honestly can't even picture
fucking
that.
Fucking poncho.
So you were like a weird pothead.
Oh yeah. You haven't seen my pictures of me when I went to boarding school in Switzerland?
I haven't seen the whole album.
I just saw the mugshot in Tarrytown, which is my favorite.
I've had a lot of phases. Yeah, I totally fucking...
How long were you in Switzerland?
For like 8 months.
Wow.
So, one of the things I do want to get into is how... Is the wet pussy conversation.
Oh, the wet pussy conversation.
So,
this is not where you and I are going to shine. But.
No, it's not. So, I asked Steven... So, wait, first of all, we were all texting the other day, and for some reason, the wet pussy thing came up. I don't remember why. Probably because the song.
Yeah.
One of us said WAP.
Yeah.
I feel like Leah was like, WAP. And then I was like, I don't have a wet pussy. Do you guys? Or something.
Well, yeah. I'm 37, so obviously I don't anymore. You know what
when
I mean?
When did your pussy start getting wet?
It's not that it's dry, it's that it just takes more work now. It's not like an automatic. It's like I need coconut oil by the bed like at all times. You know
wait,
what I
do
mean?
You what? Have it in a jar by the bed?
Yeah.
Do you have it in a separate jar? Like a jar? Like a finger bowl?
I used to have
or
a finger
bowl. Or like a little ceramic
I
bowl
used
you
to
would
have,
put spices in a cooking video.
I did used to do that and then I thought that was too obvious. So now I just...
This is really upsetting
for
me.
Because I got the jar. Wait, hold on. Oh, because you're like... Because
oh, you
we're a little bit
you
older than you. I'm
oil.
Only 1 year older than you. But were you afraid this is what you're working towards?
Wow.
Because when Leah told
well,
us...
Well, it is. You know what? It is, Leah. So, so get
Leah,
used to it now. Enjoy it.
What's going on is Leah said, I have a super wet pussy. I don't think you do.
Do you want to feel
Let's
it in the bathroom?
It.
Yeah.
Well,
do you really?
I've always have an wet. Infection.
What are you
I might
talking
always.
About?
It's always, and it's not. I don't want it this way. Honestly, the dry cough is upsetting me.
I don't have it.
I know, but maybe sorry, Stacia no, gave
my,
it to us.
I don't
my throat
have COVID.
Is sore from the breathing tube during my surgery.
I just
want to
say,
asshole.
Do you really
I've been
think I have
so
COVID?
Crazy about no, but if I did get COVID,
the
from
way you,
you
said no right now was like you were trying to be nice, but you really do think I do. What about me says I have COVID?
Wait, did I just make eye contact with you out there because of the wet pussy conversation? Did you just give me a nod or the appendix
thing?
What
does that mean?
What do you
mean? What is that?
He's saying don't touch Leah in the bathroom.
I don't.
He's deaf. Oh. This is sign language.
That sucks.
And
so
we
wait,
are
hold on. So
unable to communicate.
When did you realize your pussy wouldn't get dry?
It's just been a lifelong journey, you know, of just having a really wet pussy.
I don't think my pussy has been wet for a long time.
What?
I used to think the problem was cocaine because several times when I had sex on coke, like one time I had sex on coke with one of the brothers from Malcolm in the Middle.
Which one? The middle?
The oldest brother.
Who was he?
I think his name was Chris Masterson. So I had sex with him and his brother, Danny Masterson, the guy who recently got arrested. We went to his brother's apartment, Danny Masterson's, and we had sex on a pile of pillows. Like there was, I was so high on coke, but there was like 50 pillows, like an Arabian kind of thing. And I remember we were on the I was on the top of like a large stack of pillows. I don't know why we went up there. They were like big pillows, but like we were on a large stack of pillows. Maybe that's the only place he thought his brother wouldn't find a cum stain. Ew. And I wasn't getting wet and we used Skin So Soft.
What is that?
A little later, a Vice photographer I had sex with also used Skin Jesus. So Soft.
What is that? A medical thing?
Skin
what
So is Soft is like a Japanese brand of like not getting mosquito bites or something.
Oh,
Skin So Soft is like this oil that you would put on so you wouldn't get mosquito bites.
Supposed
bite.
To really deter upsetting. Animals?
I mean, I knew that we shouldn't use it, but I think it was the only thing close to silky.
What about spit?
What about not having sex?
Well, yeah. We don't have spit when you have coke.
That's
like,
true.
And, oh my you know, God. Like everyone's dried out.
Yeah. I can think of the two times in my life I've been dry, and both times it was because it was at the end of a relationship and I didn't want to be with them.
And that was your telltale sign?
That was it. Yep. I was like, oh, she's dried up.
Wait, hold on.
She's done now.
So, okay. So then another time, really quick, two different guys have gone, I have a surprise for you. And I'm like, what? And they're like, I have a present. And both times it was in a brown paper bag.
No.
And both times they were tubs of KY.
Oh, my God.
Two different times I thought I was getting a gift.
In your 20s?
One time.
That's honestly traumatizing.
This is really disgusting, but one time it was at the strip club I was working at, and I had sex with a guy who would come in there who would bring a lot of coke, and we'd just go in the private room, and I am really, like, disappointed in that, but it is my past, so whatever, it's fine. It's not like I'm doing it today. And then the other time was a white rapper I met when I first moved to L.A. who made my song for my rap character, Snow Bunny. And he like had like a Costco sized tub of KY.
Jesus.
And he was like, here, I got this. And like, to me, that was a hint that I had a problem.
Well, do you feel dry when it's happening? Like, do
so
you
then,
feel uncomfortable?
Prepping for the podcast before I came here, I said, Steven,
will you fuck me and tell
no,
me how dry
I said,
I am?
Steven, do I have a dry pussy?
Oh, Jesus.
And it was like really vulnerable. And he was like,
no.
Yeah. And I go,
oh
I
my
know.
God.
And then I was like, wait, I do? Well, and he goes, I thought it was me this whole time and I've had to do a lot of work around it.
Oh, no, he did not say
yes,
that.
He did.
Wait,
what kind
you,
of work?
You telling us that conversation is also intense. Wait, because I can hear both of your voices. I'm now having the conversation in my, I'm having a full reenactment in my head of the moment. Where were you standing? Was
in
it the door?
Kitchen.
Oh, you're in the
what
kitchen.
What kind of work
where
does
all
he have to do?
Horrible conversations. No, he meant like he's had to think about himself a lot. Like he's had to like think about this a lot and be like, I hope it's not me.
Oh, like she's not into me.
Yeah. And he goes, okay. But it's okay because I know that you like guys with big dicks and I like girls with wet pussies. So it's okay.
Oh my God. I'm traumatized for
I know.
You.
I have
I know.
PTSD right now. From this conversation.
And it's like...
Also, will anyone ever love me enough to have that conversation
okay,
with me?
So okay, will you just talk about what? Your dry pussy so we can talk about your wet one, but like enough about mine.
Well, I will say this. I still never wear underwear, so it's...
What?
How do you never... I don't
how do you
get
wear
girls
underwear?
Like that.
Because, you know, you've seen it's like a...
Your pussy's so inside. Doesn't the line from the jeans go up in the middle?
Yeah, wouldn't.
No. I don't know. I haven't for years. It's not because I'm trying to be
isn't
sexy.
It gross?
Yeah.
No. But I'm telling you, that's okay, dry it is that I can wear jeans and it's like not an issue. That's my point here, you know? Yeah, like,
well, that sounds
Leah
like,
could never do it because she needs as much fabric as possible between
her.
Yeah,
I'm basically wearing a diaper at all times.
Do you have to change your underwear?
7 times a day. No, I don't. Just once in the morning,
once a night. So has a guy ever spit on his hands when having sex with you?
For a second until they realize what they're working with.
No, but seriously, stop trying to act
unbelievable.
Good.
Wait, do what they ever say it's too wet? Like they can't.
No, nothing.
No
is
one has ever
you
said
can't
it's
be too wet.
Wet.
Some, okay, well maybe
slide?
I have a huge pussy.
Okay,
too.
Have you ever been to a water park and gone gushing down the slide into the pool and been like that slide was too wet? Like it's fun.
Too wide.
No,
the slide could be too wide. Because
then you flip over and
that's
the
what I'm saying.
Done.
You don't feel supported. I don't think I do.
You're fit. You don't have a wide pussy.
Does that have something to do with
that? I know my pussy has shrunk since I've been married. And he also let me know that, too. He said when we first started hooking up that he was like, oh, well, I love her. Like,
no
he said
way.
That I didn't
what?
Have a super tight pussy when we first started fucking.
That you didn't have one.
But he's loved
I
you
have
since
a dry,
the moment he laid eyes on you.
A dry,
that,
wide pussy.
Steven would die for you.
You should do the song for that.
Anymore.
A dry, wide pussy.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. My version of WAP.
Yeah.
And I'm like, da-na-na, da-na-na, I got a dry, wide pussy.
Yeah.
But I don't anymore. It's not who I am.
But it is
who
you are.
Yeah. It's, okay.
Wait,
no.
But I don't have a
now
wide.
She has a dry, tight pussy.
Yeah.
Now now it's a dry, tight pussy.
Yeah.
Now he said it's really tight.
Ooh, what do you mean? Like, because you just said surgery?
Like a door. Well, and it's going to get even tighter. Because my stomach's getting tighter because of the stitches.
Hi! Oh.
Did you feel like you lost a couple inches in your stomach?
Well, first of all, I was 9, so I wasn't worried about, like, my waistline.
Right.
But, you know, no, but I just remember it being literally the most painful thing that ever happened to me in my life. And like when we were driving to the hospital and going over bumps in the road,
oh
it was
God,
like
yeah, yeah,
I was
yeah.
literally being like stabbed to
it's
death.
It's horrible.
Wait, I can't get over the fact that you think that they did it on the wrong side.
I do.
Did you look up the surgery? Did you look up to see?
Mine is on the left.
And mine is right here. Like, and
most
she has
of
two
the appendixes
incisions.
Are
well, she
on...
said it was a new surgery, right? Like they.
Well, do
they
you think
the
they just
format?
Went in from the left instead of going in? I don't understand why they wouldn't just go in from the same side.
I mean, it looks like we're 3 doctors here really trying to figure this one out.
Well, you tried to be a doctor. Can
I did
you figure it
many
out?
Many times. Yeah, maybe I'll just Google it.
All right. Wait, hold on.
Your
so,
organs could just be in
Stacia,
different places. Like if you wore a lot of corsets.
You
got to
tell us about the guy
it.
Who owned the gym that you fucked.
What?
What? What do you mean?
In Venice.
What? How do you know about that?
You
oh,
told me.
Oh, I did? Oh, what do you want to know?
Wow.
You just looked
60
so caught. Wait, you looked so caught. You looked so caught.
Yeah,
I
was
so
trying
caught.
To think of who you're talking about, but Ron
no.
Kramer.
Wow,
Kramer.
First and last name. We love this. Keep going. There are a lot of Robs. A lot of Robs getting fucked tonight.
No, but
no, this
not...
is a Ron.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
it's much
wow.
worse.
He was an old Jewish man. But
how
but
did that
an
even
ex
happen?
Bodybuilder.
How old?
Now I think he's probably like 55.
Did he have a lot of energy?
Yeah, dude.
Because of
was
his
crazy.
Lifestyle?
Yeah, because he was a bodybuilder. So he did all that kind of like, you know, he was juice. I don't think he was juicing
like
when I met
drank
him.
Like
he
drank egg yolks before he fucked you?
Yeah,
like
100%.
Rocky?
But I don't even remember ever fucking him because I was so blacked out drunk. Like one morning he was like, wow, Stacia, like last night was fucking amazing. And I was like, did we really have sex? He goes, you're kidding, right? And I was like, yeah, of course I'm kidding. I don't remember anything.
Oh my
so
God.
Like, I wasn't into him at all because I was in love with like-
You just wanted the free membership?
Yeah, exactly. He does own that Muscle Beach like in Venice.
He owns Muscle Beach.
Yeah,
he,
I mean,
what?
Honestly,
owns Muscle Beach.
There, one person owns Muscle Beach.
I mean, yes, basically, he owns that big building in front of it, and he's changing out all the. I mean, this is not interesting unless you're into gym equipment, but
plenty of my listeners are.
We're listening.
Anyway, so, you know, I was in love with a Belizean boat captain at the time, like madly in love, wanted to move to Belize and give up on everything.
Is this a Wes Anderson story?
And I was waitressing at this rooftop bar in Venice, and he would come in all the time, and he looked like a porn director. Like, he was insane. He's, like, short. He's, like, a huge bodybuilder. He would always dress in orange. He was bald, but he'd wear those caps that make it look like you have hair. You know what I, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like a hairpiece?
No, like it was like a hat you buy, like a baseball cap, but it has hair coming out.
No, I mean, I don't disgusting. Know what you're describing.
Yeah, it's but anyway, good. He bought me cigarettes and Coke, so I was like, all right,
16?
Fine.
Jesus.
No, he bought me cigarettes?
No, like, you know, he paid for it, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I was okay, I'll stick around, you know?
Totally, that's fun.
Yeah,
that Wait, was, how old were you?
Was, I mean, that was right before I got sober, so I was
Wait,
like
why did we come to this?
I don't know either. Why are you even bringing him up?
I was thinking about the stuff.
It's like not interesting at all.
Well, I was thinking about like the stuff that we were texting about, the pegging.
Oh, well, that wasn't him.
Oh, okay. I thought
that
it was
a different ex-con.
I was trying to lead you in.
Yes, oh, got Leah, it.
Anything? Nothing worth reading. Is she into gym equipment? I mean,
it's only one guy.
I guess.
So,
yeah.
Okay, no. Oh, you want to know about that guy?
Yeah.
That's a different ex-con that I met in AA. And he was like, this guy was like 6'6", covered in tattoos, like salt of the earth.
That used to be my thing.
Oh God!
I was obsessed with guys covered in tattoos.
Dude, he
and
was,
felons. The idea of felons.
And okay, so like, who isn't?
Okay,
just
so
curious.
he's like old just school curious. Venice, like fucking just.
Ew.
Oh, loved him. So anyway, I met him in AA, and we started hooking up. And he was like a major freak. It turned out later he clearly had been molested, and he was in prison for 6 years. Like his asshole was paved. You know what I mean? Like
what does
it was
that
like
mean?
A, what? It just was
what
so it was just
it
like
was open
and like smooth
so
and like
was
ready,
ready
to
receive.
Wait,
so you
yep.
like it had just been a cement truck just paved.
Well, it. Yes, but so we had just crazy
Wait, so
energy.
How
you
did
know?
That happen though?
I'll
so
tell
he
you.
Bent over and you saw
no,
a paved asshole.
So you know when you have that chemistry, you don't get it often, but you have that chemistry with someone where you're like, I'll let you do anything to me. Like I'll just
oh, yeah.
completely degrade. Like I let him pee on me and shit.
Whoa.
So
okay, we'll get
so
there.
He, yeah, wow. So he one day we're like having sex and you know, I'm like 28 or whatever, and he's this older guy, and so he pulls out a dildo and he's like, I want you to fuck me with this. Now
okay.
this was a John Holmes.
And now
replica.
You know how the hole got.
Dude,
so
this
big.
Thing was the size of my arm. It was like 16 inches. Like John Holmes is a famous porn star or whatever.
Did he also pull out the lube? Like,
or did he have a wet ass asshole?
Did he have a wah?
No, he did. Yeah, he had lube. So he pulls it out, and then he pulls out like a harness, and he's and first
yeah.
he laid the dildo on my stomach. That shit was so fucking heavy. I'm like, that can go nowhere near me.
And then he was like, now tell me you're a dude.
It was flesh colored. Yeah, exactly. So then he put he gave me the harness, and
yeah,
I had to like
which
put
are hard
it on,
to wear.
Which is just like so.
I've never worn one.
I feel like
it's
I've tried
weird.
One on.
So I put it on, and it's first of all this. Dildo was like heavier
than
my
arm. Oh, I've
tried
one. I've done this actually. I've done this.
It was huge.
I did this in Turks and
Caicos. So he bends over and I start kind of like putting the tip in like, are you serious? Like he's like on his hands. And it's weird to see this huge scary guy like on his hands and knees. And I'm thinking
like. Those are the kind of guys who love it.
Oh yeah.
Is this a weird time to tell you your fly is down?
No. Perfect. So I like start to like put the tip in or whatever. And he turns around. He's like. Put the whole thing.
And how was long
like,
was it?
I was like, dude, it was 16 inches. It was huge.
No. 16?
14 or 16,
so
whatever
you're
John Holmes. Yes. So I started
he
putting
wanted
it over
the entire
yes,
thing.
Dude,
no.
I started
no!
looking.
And no. And then did you take it out and you're like, do
so
you want my leg
the
next?
Whole time I'm thinking like, where's my car? I'm going to have to take him to the ER. Like I'm trying to look at his like facial expression. Like, am I
how
actually
hard
killing
were you pumping?
Him? I was fucking him.
How hard?
Well, I mean,
wait, you don't realize how hard it is to fuck until you put on the harness.
It wasn't hard.
Because the
to
motion
fuck.
That guys naturally learn to do since they're like, now I know why guys are bad at sex in high school or
why?
Middle school or whenever you start fucking, because it's like really hard to learn that motion. Because I, when I tried
hard.
To peg someone, the motion was, oh, okay, never mind.
I mean,
then I just have no rhythm. No. Never mind. Wait, it
know.
Wasn't
I have
hard
nothing
for
to
you?
Offer this.
No, it wasn't
conversation.
Hard.
Wait, but how did you figure out the rhythm? Because for me, it was like the angle, the rhythm, like the motion.
Well,
like
I
just couldn't
you know,
figure it out.
I just went in and out. You know, like I didn't think too
so
hard
like,
about it.
Wow.
But
did you grind
but,
the hips? Or was
no,
it just like a jackhammer?
It was, I wouldn't say it's a jackhammer because I was worried about murdering him. But like,
where were
it
your
was
hands?
Like,
that's
just
a good question.
Like on my hips.
On your like, hips, yeah. not hips?
I don't know. I
you were in a power pose?
Oh, my God.
You're so here and then you're
or
there.
I guess,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Wait,
like, spank him?
Hand,
like,
wait,
that's fucking
wait,
bizarre.
So your hands were on your
I probably
hands?
Had one hand.
Wait, the imagery.
I was holding it.
Wait,
but this
the
same
imagery
guy,
of
wait.
Your hands on your hips fucking someone in the ass is so much.
This guy also had me fist him in the shower using shampoo as lube.
Okay.
And wait, then when I took it out, he made me close my eyes.
I'm silenced.
No. Wait, what did you close talk? My eyes because he didn't want me to see. Like, I thought it was like a doctor giving him an exam.
I'm not even kidding. I'm nauseous and lightheaded.
Well, I didn't even know it went up that far. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, I didn't either. Wait. It was fascinating.
Did you peg him and then fist him?
It was like a period of time where we were getting it all in.
Wait, so he eased you in with the pegging and then went for the fisting?
Correct.
That's thought out.
The fisting was not something I ever
But the thing is that you said he let me fist him.
Did
which,
I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which says a lot. She got into it. You she guys, got into it. It was her choice.
I would have been.
Chelsea!
I had to pull down my pants because it was hurting my scar.
Oh my God.
So I pulled down my pants right.
She looks like she's about to take a shit in this chair. I'm That's what it looks like right now.
It hurts so much.
Wow.
It's cutting into the scar.
You're among friends, but maybe.
Is this okay? Maybe well, no one can see it, right?
Maybe we just
stop.
Maybe we swap this chair out after.
No, it's fine. My bare ass is on the chair. Is this okay?
You are for sure catching something.
Wait, is this okay?
Is what okay?
That you guys are being so judgmental.
No, we're fine.
No, I don't.
Is it such a big deal? I just pulled my pants down to my ass. I'm wearing a giant shirt. No
underwear on.
Of course.
Oh, see, look. If I did that, it would be inappropriate, but you're fine.
If I had no one, that'd be so sadistic.
Well,
wait, so tell me about the fist thing.
What do you want to know? It was sort of like a
so you were in the shower and then how did he approach like, it? Did he go, hey,
he
I have
like,
an idea?
He was like, I want you to put your arm all the way up my asshole.
Arm, and then not just, even hand.
And then he just like
so
squeezed
you shit,
suave coconut I shampoo.
The phrasing
all of my,
was he let me...
Wait, so he said, I want you to put
I think
your
she liked
up.
It.
I wasn't like, let me fist you. Like, come on.
No, it sounds
relax.
Kind of, I mean, like, there's a period of time where, like, that would have been, like, fun.
Well, listen, I was 28. I was newly sober. The most exciting thing in my life was fucking this guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I would have done anything he said, you know? And, like, in my head, I thought, okay, I probably won't be, like, fisting guys all the time for
have
the rest of
been
my life.
Have you fisted?
No!
Leah?
No. I've never had anything in my butt.
Oh, God. You're okay. Just like a virgin over here.
Leah?
I have not much to add to this conversation.
No, I mean,
Leah?
That's
yes, Chelsea.
Nice. I don't.
I know.
You are.
She's a unicorn.
My intestines are so low that I can't handle.
How do you know
but then
that?
How can you handle a
because
dick?
Because it makes me nauseous. Well, I hardly ever have anal.
Wait, how do you? Who told you your intestines
I mean,
are low?
I could tell because anything to do with my ass makes me sick to my stomach. It's just
your intestines are low.
Literally.
Your appendix is in the wrong position.
My body,
I mean, what is going
I don't
on?
Think you're human. There's something going
something
on inside
Something was rearranged. Something was completely rearranged in my body.
But that can happen
they
if
chipped
you wear
you.
A lot of corsets.
They chipped her.
I never wore corsets.
Okay,
I had one from Victoria's Secret.
Well, you already have a tiny waist.
Yeah.
She's the tiniest waist I've ever seen.
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Really?
No.
I don't believe that. It doesn't just go
no,
away. That's like your natural shape.
When I turned 30, my everything got like wider.
Well, yeah.
Like my body just like completely went like. Yeah. It just like completely changed.
Really?
Yeah.
How
Can I just
you?
Keep saying really? Hmm? No, because I feel like every time I've seen your body, Chelsea has boobs
her
that
are
unbelievable.
Yeah. Thank you.
First of all,
no,
they
insane.
Are they
Keep
cleave.
Keep
they
going.
Cleave
what
naturally.
Is cleave? Oh, cleavage.
Yeah, she has cleavage without trying. I need the help of any bra that
you're,
will take
you're
me.
You're looking
Victoria's
amazing.
Secret. Okay. Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret. Chelsea's
no, because on Instagram you're. Bikini if, pictures, your tits look gigantic.
Yeah, but that's still with
it's
help.
True.
Chelsea,
oh, really?
Naked, right? I'm not naked
have
on my
you
Instagram.
You see me naked?
Yeah, naked.
Yeah, your tits are
her
insane.
Boobs literally have cleavage. It's
I'm
insane.
Just enjoying this.
Yeah, like God gave with both hands.
Yes.
But some people,
and then,
do some people have that?
No,
I've
just
never
you.
Seen
just you. Just you. But then,
like
but then what's
honestly,
annoying is that she has perfect boobs and then a tiny waist. You're saying you don't, but I don't believe you.
I don't anymore. I used to.
You, sometimes
I've
big
widened.
Boobs like that, they like, hey, they're not hot with nothing on them, you know, but hers are just
perky.
Like, they're like perfect. It's
what
like,
the fuck?
They look
it's
fake.
It's odd.
They look fake.
Yeah. My mom asked me twice if they were fake.
They look completely fake, but. Like natural fake ones.
Well,
they
it
look like
looks
gummy
like my
bears.
Mom has fake boobs, but she must not, and I must just have her boobs.
I
Leah
think...
has a great ass. Can we do the body part? Like,
my butt is cute,
and you have a great ass too.
Yeah,
and we're all happy. We're all it's all
we
good.
Are.
We're
I actually, I really like my body.
Yeah. I love your body.
Yeah, I feel confident.
Yeah,
you have gorgeous
yeah,
body.
You should.
Thank
Isn't
you.
It funny how weird it is to
body.
Hear a woman yeah. say that out loud? Like, yeah. we're so used to being like, yeah, I'm so fat. It's so gross. It's like when you hear someone be like, no, I actually like my body. It's like, whoa, crazy.
Yeah.
I'm learning to accept compliments.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I just did you see the thing I posted?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes. And I was like, oh, yes.
That. Yeah, it's that is such a hard thing.
I know.
In general, let's talk about that, ladies.
Well, just to be like, you're so beautiful. And then normally be like, oh, my God, you too. I love your shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You know, instead of just being saying, thank you so much. Or then, or downgrading what it is that like, I have.
I have so much makeup on. Like,
I did do that. The second I walked in here, I was like, my outfit's from Amazon. Fuck me.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you walked in here looking like you were ready to fly in a private plane to South Beach. And or, you know.
But since
or,
you guys are my friends, I want you to know the truth.
No,
know?
I know. But
thank
it's interesting.
And everyone on the internet.
Yeah, but it's like, you look incredible. Yeah. But then it's like, there's something in us, I think. Or, I mean, I know it's not everyone, but like, that makes us, I guess, feel like we're not allowed to feel like, I don't know, or like it's uncomfortable getting the attention. Like, I know, for example, like, you know, if I, like, so, like, this has happened to me for years, you know, potluck in here, I'll, you know, if I have a good set or like wherever. And like, but most, I notice it mostly happens here. I'll have like a set and then it will be like a good set, but like, I'll like notice like maybe like one or two things that like wasn't entirely perfect.
Right, that no one else knows.
No one else noticed. And people will come up to me when I get off stage and I'm walking back to the bathroom and they'll go, oh my God, I loved your set. It was so good. I'll go, oh, thanks, but I fucked up that one thing. Yeah, I'm like, I fucked that joke up. And people stare at me like, what are you talking about?
It's also crazy when we do it to strangers. You know, it's different when you're with your friends.
Well, strangers look like shocked.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's rude.
And it's just kind of like they just can't process it. And then I'm like, I have to stop doing that. And it's hard. And I really had to practice being like, thank you. And I was like white knuckling it, like without adding anything.
Well, think about it this way. You're taking the opportunity away from them to give you a compliment. And so in a sense, you are robbing them because it releases oxytocin to give someone a compliment. So when you, you don't let them give you the compliment, you're also taking away from them a good feeling.
Oh, that's interesting.
So think of it that way. Like in a sense, you're going, no, I don't want that like energy exchange, when really like that energy exchange is benefiting them just as much as it is you, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have a bruise between your eyebrows.
Yeah, it's my Botox bruise. No, this is crazy.
Wait, I need to get some.
I got
Botox. I didn't even know if you had it.
Dude, it's a huge bruise.
Your forehead looks great.
Thanks.
Wait, so how did
I would have taken the wrinkles over a fucking bruise. I had a blue
bruise. It'll go away.
And I texted her. I'm like, is this normal? She's like, yes. I'm like, well,
you're beautiful.
Wait,
you're beautiful.
Your skin is glowing.
You're both beautiful.
Thank you. You guys are so pretty.
Your face is actually the most symmetrical face I've ever seen.
That is not true.
Wait, hold on. Let me see.
Uneven nostril. I showed her.
Do you like how I gave you a compliment and then you just did the one thing?
Was this a test?
Yeah.
Wait, Leah, tell me if this was a test.
It wasn't, but it just happened naturally.
That is unbelievable how we did that.
I literally just gave you a compliment and you diminished
it. You have a symmetrical face and you know that.
Okay.
And you know that.
Okay.
Now you're setting me up, you dumb bitch.
Thank
you so much.
Thank
I have
you
a really
so
symmetrical
much.
Face, but I know I hate you. But
you
thank
do.
I don't. I
yeah,
don't
but see, even
face.
Making
I'm
a
really
joke when somebody gives you a compliment is the same. It's the
I'm
same
trying
rejection
to make up for what happened.
Immediately. No, my jaw is uneven because I got one wisdom tooth removed.
But okay,
just
only
one.
I have
three. So many,
and then one. Only one removed. And then so now my jaw's uneven.
Okay, no one wants to hear hot girls talk about how ugly they are. Like, that is not relatable.
You're probably not wrong.
I mean, I'm just saying.
You might not be wrong.
Yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, you're
all
hot. All right,
let's carry on.
All right.
Okay, let's talk about some bad first date experiences.
What about second date experiences?
Leah, do you have something to tell us?
Talk about the...
Wait, can we talk about the nose thing?
The kidney man.
Oh,
the kidney doctor.
Well, don't say that, but...
Well, all right. So, first of all, if you're listening, sorry that my friends just said that.
why?
Sorry.
Whatever.
But girls tell each other everything.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. Okay. So I may or may not have gone on a second date with someone who I actually liked.
Okay, that you may or may not is not the worst part of this story about the second date. I mean, the second date isn't the worst part about this story. You did go on a second date with someone, and then you may or may not is what follows.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Thank you, officer. So
hands off.
Oof. It already hurt. It already pains me every moment. Every moment is painful.
Okay, get
so
to
we
the
had
naked
a great dinner
part.
Date.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had a great naked date. We had a great
no,
dinner
naked
date.
Part, you know.
Okay, fast forward.
No.
Yeah. We're at
you
his house. We're you know, we start making out. And I would say I normally wait a while to hook up with guys. Chelsea knows this. It's just
like to kiss?
How long?
3 to 6 weeks.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
But that's healthy.
Is it?
I don't know what the I don't know what the
yeah,
line
no,
is.
I don't think booed. So either. It's insane.
Okay.
3 to 6 weeks?
3 to 6?
Yeah. I don't
why?
Know.
Why?
It's just when I'm
but
able to get comfortable.
But how has that worked for you?
Because she has a wet-ass pussy and it gets dry.
But that's how you get a relationship.
You.
Yeah, and I've gotten many relationships.
Yeah.
That's how you get them to fall in love with you.
Well, it's never been something intentional. It's just I personally can't get comfortable with someone. I literally cannot be comfortable with a guy for so long. And then once I'm comfortable, it's game on. But until then, I'm just not into it.
What makes you? No, I do, because I waited for 3 years to have sex with Steven.
Well, I guess I did too. Well, I did too with Max, but we were just friends.
And here we are. Yeah. I know.
So is the point that I should be hooking up with a friend?
Wait, no, you're doing it correctly.
Wait, hold on. No, I actually think that's great. And I think that is a good idea. And we all know this, is that oxytocin is created. That is the chemical that is released when you have an orgasm as a woman and you have sex with someone. And that's why girls think that they just like someone after the first time they have sex with them. But that's not even true.
Yeah. Well, women give sex for love.
So I think it's actually really great that you take the time. I think it's really great that you take the time to get to know someone and then decide, do I actually even like this person? Because a lot of the times, I'm sure in our 20s, we didn't even like the people that we were hooking up with.
Still,
but we thought we did.
In my 30s, honestly. But women give sex for love and men give love for sex. So that's why they always say to wait long, because that way they fall in love with you first.
I don't know any other way. And I only...
And you don't... And
you're
you
so healthy and secure, no, but I
think
that's good.
I think it's just because actually of all of my insecurities and shame and guilt about sex from my childhood, which made it very hard for me to connect with guys physically. There's a leap I have to take in my head where I'm like, are you worth it?
Hmm. Do you want to expand on the past stuff?
It's not fun or exciting for anyone, and I feel like we don't need to bring the mood down.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
but I will say...
But it makes sense.
But I will... Yeah, I will say I was very sexually shamed, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I wouldn't say I was a late bloomer, you know. I wouldn't say that.
When did you lose your virginity?
When
How old were you?
When did your pussy stop getting too wet?
I was...
When did you lose it?
17?
Oh.
I was 16.
I was 16.
Okay.
I was 16 going on 17.
I think
17.
That's a great age. Oh, hi. I think that's a great age to lose your virginity. Okay.
What?
Oh, my
God. 17? Keep what?
Okay, nothing.
I'm not looking at that.
Nicole was like, what, 13?
Wait,
okay. So, I think I've always just had some sort of hold up about letting loose sexually with someone.
Totally.
I kiss you, great. Maybe even not even on a first date.
Wait, why'd you just become foreign?
I kiss you, great. You let you touch my boobs, okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
the third base,
I know you don't fuck American men, but... Wait, that laugh was so... Like, dude, that laugh told us that, like, that was really the truth. Because you know when you do,
it
like,
was
a
so
laugh
dark
that's, like,
and deep. It's true.
It was so deep was, and like...
Yeah. You hit a nerve, you know? Lost my virginity to a foreigner. I mean, a lot
she
happened.
She was like, oh! That's the best type of laugh to hear from a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wait, it is.
Hold on. You know me. You really know me.
Do you wait 6 to 8 weeks before you do anything with the
genitals?
It was
3 to 6. Why are you making it longer?
Or is it just sex?
Thanks for making me sound better. Usually it's, I would say 3 to 8 weeks. Somewhere in there. 3 to 8
Will
weeks.
Will you blow them before that?
No.
Will you kiss?
Will you let them finger you?
I'll tell you this much. I used to go down on a guy first to be like, look how great I am at this.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I have to know what you got going on. Otherwise.
What do you mean what you got going on?
Like, I need to know if a guy knows how to eat pussy or not.
Oh, so they eat your pussy first.
Yeah.
Huh. Ooh, you're in control.
Yeah, you are.
It's 2020,
dumb.
Bitch.
Yeah.
We have to have something going on for us now.
I don't like getting my pussy eaten at
What
all.
Do you mean?
Wait, you have that amazing pussy and you don't like having it eaten?
I know.
Well, how do you
it's
not like it?
Gym.
What are you talking
about? I'm telling
about?
You.
Wait,
it is our right
I
as women.
Eat your
it's
pussy.
The only thing we
I
have.
Wanna, wait, you,
maybe
Stacia?
I'd like it if you did.
Stacia has the nicest pussy of anyone
Why
I've ever
you seen
in my
pussy?
Life. You haven't? Pull up the picture now.
Can I see
Pull
it?
Pull up the picture,
I don't
Nicole.
Even know if I'll be able to find
this
it.
This is insane.
Nicole's seen
Wait,
it.
Nicole,
why
the
has everyone seen your pussy?
Because she made me show her a picture.
Wait,
and...
I didn't make you. You pulled it out.
All right.
Wait,
so you pulled it
show
out.
Show me the photo.
It's in my favorites, okay?
Of course it's in your favorites. It's so
I don't know. Well,
nice. And I go, what's that? I was almost going to say slime.
I'm so shy.
But I was
going to
go,
Wait.
What's that sheen? And she goes, coconut oil. And it's like, oh, it's so
it
cute.
It certainly wasn't my own wedding.
Do you get sponsored by coconut oil now?
I should.
For your pussy photos?
Wait, hold on. So I want to hear the rest of your story, but we also got to see
Wait,
this
I got to see this pussy photo.
Do you have one of yours?
No. I don't have that many nude photos.
How don't you have a pussy photo?
I barely even have nude photos.
I have an entire folder.
Most of my nude photos, I don't even have my face in.
Nicole.
Literally most of my nude photos,
I don't
have my face in.
Look, it's Photo Vault. It's an app.
Hi.
I have an app with a locked password.
Can't hug me, but you can hug my ass.
Wait, you literally have an entire app filled with
photos. I don't know.
You know why.
Why? Share.
I mean,
Do you have a full post photo?
I don't know if I...
Oh, my God.
That's fine.
Look at your boobs.
I mean, they're fucking in.
Best boobs ever.
Your hair looks so good like that.
Wait, you've never seen my poster. Because we're friends.
I don't know if I'm uncomfortable or not.
Are you?
No, I don't think so.
I think I make a lot of my...
Why? You don't see my poster right now?
Oh, my God! Nicole!
Wait,
yes. Take it out.
Wait, who
take
are
it out,
these
Nicole.
People? Wait, this is crazy.
Nicole, show us your pussy.
I don't know. No, it's going to
you just offered it.
Who?
Where is it? Wait, I want to see it when we're done.
Okay. It's going to take me a while to find
it. I just can't
Leah,
believe everyone has seen Stacia's
pussy.
Show
us after then.
Okay, I'll show you.
Show us after. Finish your conversation,
what
please.
Was the conversation even?
The
why
conversation
you wait so
was
long.
The 3 to 6 weeks, and then it was about the
it
guy.
It was about shame.
It was about the date, the second date.
Oh, no. I really thought I was getting out of this one.
No,
okay.
No, you got to tell.
So he goes down on me. It's great. Everything's fine, you know. Uh-huh. And then he tries to go down on me again. I'm like, no, I'm honestly tapped out. And then he flips me.
What time was this? Because it matters.
Like maybe 1 a.m.?
Okay.
And then he flips me over and he starts going. I'm like, no, seriously, I'm done. He's like, no, I just want a taste. And I was like, okay,
of
what?
The asshole?
That's fair. That's
but
fair.
I just
you're not specifying what hole.
I'd like to preface this story by letting you know that he's a self-proclaimed ass man.
All right.
I hate those.
Okay, why?
A self-proclaimed ass man.
Well, the thing is that...
Because the behavior doesn't follow a self-proclaimed ass man.
Well,
and I don't want to ruin the punchline.
There's barely a punchline. Okay. So then he
maybe he
licks
meant
it.
Ass,
so he licks her asshole.
Butthole.
Go on.
No, I mean, he wanted to get in there.
Okay.
So he licks the asshole.
He licks the asshole.
Totally tickles. Okay,
stands good. Up straight like he's no. late for a flight. Makes a beeline for the bathroom.
Wait, this is for you, Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole.
Nicole, we're doing a podcast.
Okay.
Love you.
Makes a beeline to the bathroom.
You're blocking a camera,
there's
too.
There's another microphone just, here.
Be careful.
I'll wait, Chelsea.
Here.
Keep going.
Nick.
Keep going.
He makes a beeline for the bathroom. I say, what's up? Is Nicole, do you have something you want to say?
No.
Are you sure?
Wait, just wait 1 second.
Okay, so.
I love you. I love you.
Okay, so what did he say? He
makes a beeline to the bathroom. Then I say, is everything okay? And he says, yeah, everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. I just, I got some butt on my nose.
That's such a weird
butt
way to frame
on your
it.
Fucking nose.
Phrase it.
Well, then
shit.
Don't put your nose in my ass.
Wait, you can't be a quote unquote self-proclaimed ass man and then stop and say I got some butt on my
don't
nose.
Don't say you're a garbage man if you don't love trash.
But exactly.
Is he talking about shit or is he talking about the smell?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know that? What it was. He washed his face off and he's like, no, I just
Jesus.
Washed it. And then he came to kiss me and I was like, I don't want my ass
dude,
on my face. Get the fuck
out
of here.
I would kick him out.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, like, you can't.
He's actually great.
Well.
So, what?
I mean, that's that's an issue to me. I mean, he embarrassed you. He shamed you.
He did. He
in the middle
you.
Of the
he
most vulnerable
you.
Position
he,
you
that
could
is
be
shame.
In. And you didn't even want to do it. So, it's like, you
all
can't
right, you know
say
what?
That.
That is so true.
Yeah.
And then I never show my asshole to like, another person again.
For all
also,
he
I
knows,
wipe.
You,
I was like, should I kill myself? Should
I
leave?
I,
like,
that's what
I
want to know.
You are not the kind of girl who's just going to have shit laying around on her
there's
asshole.
No
you
shit
are too
on my
hot
asshole.
For that.
There's
you're
no shit on my
dirt
asshole.
Swirl.
No.
Steven loves the word dirt squirrel.
I've never heard that in
he says it all the time.
I have PTSD.
He always goes, she's a dirt squirrel.
About me?
No. Not
but here's the thing.
He thinks you're so hot, and sometimes I'm like, enough.
Wow. Here's the thing. If you were saying
thanks,
you
Chelsea.
Weren't ready, for all he knows, you could be saying, I know that my ass isn't as clean as it should be. You know what I mean? So he should have listened to you. Or if it wasn't clean, then he should have kept
yeah,
his fucking
went,
mouth
he
shut.
He went fucking dumpster diving. I didn't ask him to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not fair. You can't like that's dig around in the garbage and then be like,
it smells like trash.
It was unfortunate. Yeah. Every carpenter is going to get a splinter, you know?
Yeah.
But
also, usually guys are fine with that. Like, my boyfriend won't fuck me on my period, but if
he
puts it
wait,
in my
he
ass.
Won't?
No,
really?
It's a problem.
Wait, that's so
no,
weird.
But he has no problem getting shit all over his dick, which happened once.
And that's
you know?
Even weirder.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you have
only
a problem
is that
with
weird, but that's
shit
also
instead of blood?
I'm
okay,
uncomfortable
so
to know this information about you,
too. You are?
No.
Really?
But I will say something to him when
if
I see
a guy
him
doesn't want to have sex with a girl on her period, there's something off.
It's
yeah,
honestly
I agree with that.
A big problem. I mean, he's getting better, but I
it
guess
it shouldn't
he
be that big of a deal.
Well, guys don't like blood on their dick.
Hey, guys, are you ready to take your smoke game to the next level? Are you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Purple Rose Supply gives you the tools to make your own cannabis cigar. Canagars are compressed cannabis that hit smoother and last 12 times longer than the average joint. You deserve the best smoke, and this kit was designed to help you level up your smoke game when you feel like treating yourself. Upgrade with the cannabis cigar so you can kick your feet up and smoke like a boss. Check out our 5 rated Canagar molds and see why some customers are saying they can't go back to smoking any other way. Chelsea Skidmore Show subscribers get a special discount. Use code CHELSEA10 for 10% off. The website is Purple Rose Supply. The Instagram is Purple Rose Supply. Guys, if you want your own Canagar, it's a super cool way to fucking smoke weed. Check out Purple Rose Supply. Use code CHELSEA10 for 10% off. Stacia, are you getting a Canagar?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you one today.
This
one
is yours. Leah, this one is yours. You guys get your own Canagar, and so does any listener with the code CHELSEA10.
Chelsea, what a beautiful box.
Beautiful box.
So excited.
Let's open it up and see. You're smoking like a boss.
I do like that.
I mean, it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful, it's a Thai stick Canagar. Purple Rose Supply.
Wait,
it's super
pretty.
Cool.
What is this?
It's a cannabis cigar.
Oh, I see.
It makes your hit last 12 times longer than the average joint, and you deserve the best smoke. And this kit was designed to help you level up your smoke game when you feel like trading yourself.
To be honest, this is wild.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I'm really
it's it. A can of cigar, and it's from Purple Rose Supply, and you get 10% off with code CHELSEA10.
But how do you smoke it? Out of this thing?
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
You have to put the mouthpiece in.
Yeah, you put the weed on, and then you use code CHELSEA10 for 10% off.
She got a 780 on her SATs. 880.
You know, 880 on the SATs. Guys.
Total.
Total. You know what? I wasn't a scholar, and it's really the only reason I got into one college, which was in Hawaii. How many colleges did you guys apply to?
I think 23.
What?
23?
Oh, yeah. I applied early decision to Cornell, to their animal science program, because they have the number one vet school in the world. And at the time, I was very pompous and thought I was going to get in, even though they only accept 10 students. I got deferred early decision, lost my goddamn mind, just applied willy-nilly to literally every college.
Wait. 23?
It's expensive. It's like $100.
Maybe even more than that.
Did
honestly.
You ever
like
end up getting into That's Cornell?
I got in late. So they were like,
so you still got in?
Yeah, I ended
That's
up getting
incredible.
In.
That's incredible. I wish I had a friend.
But
who
I didn't
there.
Go. It was like, you have to go somewhere else for 6 months, then you can transfer here. And
so?
I was like, suck my dick.
What school? What big schools did you get into that were like good schools?
Well, UVA, where I went, University of Virginia, yeah. Cornell, Dartmouth.
You got into Dartmouth?
Mm hmm.
Is that the guy with the little the
I
Irish
got rejected
guy?
From MIT. I got rejected. Do you I see how sad you... I just got? Yeah. Got rejected from MIT. I didn't apply to Harvard.
You just got so much hotter saying,
I didn't
I got
get
rejected
into...
from MIT.
It really hurt
You're
my feelings.
You're too hot to
Wait,
go
Wait, there's
to
something
MIT,
sexy
first of all.
About
no
you
way.
Applying and getting rejected from MIT.
That's something you need to work out solo.
Wait, because I have a thing for hacking and computers and it. Okay, so is there any inanimate... Give me the word.
Inanimate.
Is there any inanimate?
Inanimate.
Animal? Are there any animals that turn you? No. Are there any? Are there any like things that give you a like that turn you on sexually? Like for me,
like a
hacking. No. Like oh. computers.
Wait, inanimate object
is not hacking.
Is not a real object.
Okay,
it's like this is an inanimate object.
I have all
object.
My smart friends here. Okay, yeah. So what is hacking considered in computers?
What hacking
like
is a
you
no
like
hacking
so,
is a verb
so
like a
the idea
yeah. like
the idea the concept of hacking actual hackers and computers turn me on. They fuel me and I'm very attracted to them.
You just said that like you're autistic.
Well, she is on
I
the
am autistic. I took the test. I'm on the border and I've been playing
with
Are
you on the border or are you on the spectrum?
I'm on the spectrum and I've been playing with a bottle cap the entire time to prove it.
Wait, do you remember how wait. You and I both said that we can only come picturing our boyfriends fucking another woman?
Yeah.
I remember that and I was disturbed.
Well,
do you guys remember
I've been
this
doing
conversation?
This for a long time. I truly cannot come unless I am imagining the person I am with cheating on
We're
me.
Cuffs.
Who do you imagine Steve
That's what that
Who do you imagine
Steven
never, hooking up with?
Like some young Okay, so what I imagine is that
God.
I'm an extremely successful writer and I'm away on set like
oh,
filming a show
yes,
that like
not too far
I'm
away.
Going to eventually be directing.
Not too far far away.
No, it's not. And that I'm writing in the EP on. I'm in a chair. Oof. And I'm behind the monitor in a Montclair jacket.
This is going in my spank bank. Keep going.
In a Montclair jacket with fur trim. Wow. And I'm really busy on set.
Oh,
and
she's so busy.
He's so insecure and feels less than.
So insecure.
So he's been on Instagram getting DMs. And girls only want to fuck him because of the fact that he's married to me.
Wow.
I swear to God, I have this fantasy. Wow. Girls
so
only
want. What kind of girls?
It's not
like they're just trash buckets. And like they're like they're in their early 20s.
Why fake tits?
I don't know, because I'm obsessed.
Guys, this is my fantasy.
Sorry, Chelsea.
No,
go
so
on.
Then so then they meet up with him, and my bedroom isn't like a nice bedroom, so I imagine this is his guest house.
Oh my God. Okay, so what just happened was all of the power went out on Sunset Boulevard. The Comedy Store completely shut down. Everything just went into a complete blackout. I guess someone lit a fire or some shit like that on the street, or there's too much power. I don't know how blackouts are caused, but that's that. So I didn't get to say thank you so much to Leah Lamar and Stacia Patwell for coming on the podcast today. Thank you, ladies. It was so much fun to record live at the Comedy Store, and I'm sure I'll be back there to do another live recording. And just thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry again how it abruptly ended. The power just completely shut out and the episode ended. So I'm finishing this little remark at home. And I just want to remind you guys again to check out purplerosesupply.com and use code Chelsea10 for 10% off. And you can get your very own Canagar. So definitely check them out. And thank you guys so much for listening. Bye. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Bye.